This Weekend Doesn't End Well for Anyone by Catherine Mack. Read by Elizabeth Evans. You can't break a murder down into its constituent elements. It's not chemistry. It's alchemy. There's always a bit of the fantastical built in, that leap from rational thought to irrational solution. It's a kind of dark magic. But all magic leaves traces. You just have to know where to look. Eleanor Dash, When in Rome, The Vacation Mysteries Number 1. That was what murder was, as easy as that. But afterwards, you went on remembering. Agatha Christie, And Then There Were None. How to Write a Murder by Eleanor Dash. In this murder, we'll follow a three-act structure broken down into 8 sequences. Over the next 3 days, we'll discuss the following. 1. Day 1, Act 1. A. Who's going to be sacrificed to become our inciting incident? Killing someone no one likes is a good first step. B. Will our protagonist take up the challenge and try to solve the murder? Yes, obviously, but why? 2. Day 2, Act 2. A. How are you going to raise the stakes for your protagonist? And it can't just be killing someone else. B. What twist will you throw in at the midpoint to keep the reader guessing and turning the pages? C. What subplots are you going to employ to keep your manuscript from sagging? D. What is your protagonist's all is lost moment? Someone else needs to die here. 3. Day 3, Act 3. A. How will your protagonist rise from the ashes and reach the climax of your story, where your next brilliant twist will be revealed? Yep, you need a lot of twists. B. Bringing it all back home, what is your actual big reveal and/or resolution? Who dies, who survives, and who really did it? Prologue. Are all prologues just the first chapter? My name is Eleanor Dash, and there are 3 things you should know about me. 1, I'm the best-selling author of the Vacation Mysteries series. It doesn't matter what that is right now. You just need to know that I plot murders for a living, and I'm pretty good at it. You might think I'm being immodest, but I've learned enough about myself in the last 35 years to make an accurate list of what I'm good at and what I'm not. The good at it list is short: death plots. The bad at it list is longer: relationships, stopping at 2 glasses of wine, being self-sufficient, getting rid of toxic people in my life. I could use my 1 skill to take care of the last one, but if I did, I probably wouldn't get away with it. Murders in real life aren't like murders in books. And I'm 100% sure I'd be terrible at prison. So, no murders then. 2. I like asking rhetorical questions, i.e. questions I know the answers to. Because I know how this is going to end, even if it won't seem like it sometimes. You'll have to trust me on that. Here's a bonus thing about me. I love footnotes. So they're going to be in this. If you don't like them, that's fine. Skip right ahead. But then you'll always wonder, what did I miss? I also ask a lot of questions I don't know the answer to. It's a writing technique that helps with the whole plotting murder thing. Like, I might ask myself, what else does the reader need to know right now? And I'll give myself an answer and write it down. Which is how I decided to tell you the 3rd thing about me. 3. I've been involved in 2 real-life murder plots. Involved meaning I was the target or I was there when it was unfolding. Not as in I was the murderer, as I'm sure you'll be relieved to know, and as should be obvious if you're following along, because I just told you I wasn't going to murder anyone. But I should also confess that I have killed someone. And even though it wasn't on purpose, but in self-defense, that changes a person. Being the reason someone's light goes out forever, you're never the same after that. You'll have to trust me on that, too. Not that you should trust me. I'm a professional liar, after all, because that's what murder mystery writers are. We're like actors on a page. Which means I'm good at hiding things until I choose to reveal them. Don't say I didn't.